From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, January 10th. I'm Abby Larico. More than 28 billion glass bottles and jars end up in U.S. landfills each year. A company in St. Louis is collecting some of those glass items and giving them new life.
It's all going to stay here in this local market for the most part. You're not going to get the exact same bottle you threw into our bin, but certainly a piece of it could be back on the shelf within a month.
St. Louis Public Radio's Aulok Aziz takes us to a glass processing center in North St. Louis, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The region is under a winter weather advisory from now until 6 p.m. tonight, as the National Weather Service calls for 2 to 4 inches of accumulating snow. Most of that will be coming in this morning until about 3 this afternoon. The NWS, though, urges drivers to plan for slippery conditions, which could very well have an impact on commutes this morning and evening. The Missouri Department of Transportation says this round of weather comes as crews continue to work to clear the roads from the large storm earlier this week. Workers will continue operating in 12-hour round-the-clock shifts. School responses are a mixed bag. Class is in session for most area districts as of now, but with some late starts. Districts including St. Louis Public and City of St. Charles schools are going virtual today. Francis Howell families will have another traditional snow day. And in these continued frigid temperatures, St. Louis city leaders say they've been working to improve access to after-hours shelters. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The city's Department of Human Services says it's been working on a communication plan with United Way's 211 resource program to ensure more people have access to shelters during late hours. Adam Pearson, director of the city's Department of Human Services, says the new plan will have more staff working the emergency phones. And when people call the hotline, there's a chance they could be referred to pop-up shelters.
Oftentimes, they're relayed to a DHS team member who carries an emergency phone with them, and that team member is able to reach out to the different pop-ups to see if there's capacity or not.
In addition to more snow, temperatures are expected to range from the low 20s to the high 30s over the next few days. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis County officials are asking residents to be patient with road crews as they clear streets of snow, but also to help them by moving vehicles to their driveways. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Many cars in St. Louis County subdivisions are blocking plows from clearing out snow. Stephanie Leon Streeter is the St. Louis County Director of Transportation and Public Works. She says with another snowstorm on its way, it can be difficult for crews to lift snowpacks and treat roads when vehicles are in their path. Leon Streeter says workers will first treat and maintain high traffic roads and then work towards subdivisions.
If there's declarations through the Emergency Operations Center, stay off the road to give us time to treat, I would recommend that people do that.
If roads in the county have not yet been plowed, officials ask residents to call 314-615-8538. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois lawmakers recently approved a bill that labor groups say will give warehouse workers their dignity back. The measure would require warehouse employers to post a description of all production quotas and a notice anytime those are changed. Pasquale Gianni is with a local Teamsters Council, which helped craft the bill. He says the goal is to create transparency around expectations for workers.
We're just hearing some horror stories about folks urinating in bottles, for example, at or near their work posts because of fear that walking to the nearest bathroom facility and using the facility and coming back is going to result in them not making their quota.
This comes after workers at Amazon warehouses across the country went on strike last month for safer working conditions, among other demands. The bill now awaits the governor's signature. Jennifer Welch is stepping down as president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. Welch has been in the role for 7 years. Her resignation comes at a critical time for the organization, which has been at the forefront in providing reproductive health care amid national uncertainty over abortion access. The announcement provided no further details about when she will be leaving or why. Welch was unavailable for comment. Chief Financial Officer Tanya Tucker will serve as interim CEO while the organization searches for a permanent replacement. If this snowy weather has you wanting to bundle up and be cozy, imagine spending your weekend bundled up and cozy in a log cabin. If you're intrigued, listen to this. An effort is underway to reconstruct and preserve the Joseph Sappington Log House. The 210-year-old house, originally built in Afton, will be restored as a 5-room learning and event center. Mark Pratt is the owner of Antique Logs Unlimited in Kirkwood. He helped disassemble the house that will be relocated to the historic Sappington Park in Crestwood. He says the house was surprisingly in pretty good shape, despite evidence of termites, water damage, even 2 fires.
During the rebuild part of the process, we will replace those logs that have been too far damaged by time, and we'll replace those with other antique logs. We'll re-notch those so that when we're done, the cabin will look like it had just been rebuilt.
The house is set to open to the public in 2026. Pratt was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. Trust in the recycling system has been slipping for years. A glass recycling company in St. Louis wants to help change that. St. Louis Public Radio's Aula Kaziz reports.
Several dumpsters sit in a parking lot behind a strip of shops and restaurants in downtown Maplewood. Most are gray and grimy, and also a bit smelly. But one bin stands out. It's clean and painted bright purple. In big bold font, it reads, "Hey St. Louis, recycle your glass here." William Durker came to do that last month. He brought over a dozen glass bottles, opened the bin's window, and dropped them in.
Even though we have recycling bin at home and everything, we hear that, you know, especially some of the odd bottles don't get recycled as much, just in general.
St. Louis has a single stream recycling service, which means residents like Durker who opt in can simply put both glass and plastic items in their recycling bin and have it picked up. But across the country and in the St. Louis region, some people don't trust that the recycling system fully works. And for good reason. In 2023, city lawmakers reported that only about a third of recycling is actually getting recycled. The rest often ends up in a landfill. That's where Kansas City-based Ripple Glass comes in.
We want to give people an option, if they want, to recycle their glass in a circular way. All this glass is going to new bottles. That's not the case with single stream. It's just too contaminated to do so.
Franklin Rosario is the St. Louis Metro Manager for Ripple Glass. The company made its debut in St. Louis last year, and so far they've placed 7 purple bins in parking lots across the St. Louis region. When the bins are full, they're hauled to a processing center in North Riverfront. First, the glass is weighed and dumped into outdoor storage bunks. There's some soda bottles and pickle jars and a ton of beer bottles.
Oh yeah, you're going to get a nice beer smell for sure. That tends to propagate around here.
A loader then brings them inside the processing facility where the glass is sorted, crushed, and dried. The final step is an optical sorter. As glass passes through the conveyor belt, thousands of lasers detect and kick out metals or plastics still hiding in between the glass. Another sorter separates the glass by color: clear, amber, and green. The end result is fine glass called cullet. Rosario puts on his gloves and scoops up a pile.
As you can tell, predominantly clear glass. This is how the manufacturer wants it. They'll just melt this down and make new bottles out of it.
The cullet is then loaded onto trucks and hauled about 30 miles south to a bottle maker in Peavey, Missouri.
It's all going to stay here in this local market for the most part. You're not going to get the exact same bottle you threw into our bin, but certainly a piece of it could be back on the shelf within a month.
In the first year, over 140,000 pounds of glass were recycled at this facility. By next year, Rosario expects that figure to more than triple when they put additional bins around town. And to be clear, Rosario says Ripple is not meant to replace single-stream recycling companies. But this initiative could relieve a little pressure that traditional recycling systems face, says Orhan Iden, an assistant professor at St. Louis University. It could also shift consumer and recycling habits.
Bringing glass to the forefront of the residents' attention as this very viable container that we used to use a lot 60, 70 years ago, which is now replaced in most parts by plastic, but basically bringing the glass back as a sustainable alternative.
It's more sustainable because, unlike plastic, glass is almost infinitely recyclable.
A plastic bottle doesn't become another plastic bottle like glass. A plastic bottle becomes a plastic bag. And a plastic bag, well, it's not recyclable anymore. It's just too thin. The chains have been broken too many times.
And not only can that glass bottle or jar be recycled over and over, it could also help rebuild a little trust in a sometimes broken recycling system. I'm Arla Kuziz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico. I'm off Monday, but my DMs will be open for happy birthdays, and you will be in good hands. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a great weekend.